You're listening to KNKX, and this next story comes from our weekly show, Sound Effect. Here's Sound Effect host, Gabriel Spitzer.
So there's a Northwest band that's been around for about 17 years. It's called Out of the Ashes. There are like 30 members. They play covers by the Beatles, Elvis, Tom Petty, lots of rock and roll. But this band is unlike a lot of others. To be a member, you have to have a developmental disability. Sound Effect producer Jennifer Wing went to Bellingham to hear Out of the Ashes play one of their weekly gigs and to hear more about how this eclectic group came to be.
34-year-old Thomas John Meyer is standing on the shiny hardwood dance floor at the VFW Hall in Bellingham, strumming a guitar. He's getting ready for the weekly Tuesday night show here. Tommy likes to try on different personalities of his favorite rock stars.
Yesterday I did my Elvis thing and Tom Jones. Return to sender, get the beat that known. Now such a number on the Twilight Zone.
Do you ever get nervous in front of a crowd?
No, I'm not nervous.
A lot of people would just be terrified.
Nervous is my middle name.
Nerve is your middle name?
Yeah, a little bit.
Tommy has Down syndrome. He is a natural performer, and he's a member of Out of the Ashes. Today, he's helping to set up. There's a piano, drums, a xylophone, large plastic bins full of maracas, cowbells, and ukuleles. There are a few microphones at the ready to capture any voice that's itching to be heard. Sitting around the dance floor in comfortable chairs are parents, caregivers, and Vietnam vets relaxing with their beverage of choice in hand. Connie Morton sips her beer and watches her 23-year-old son, Nathaniel, work the xylophone.
It's such a great thing. I mean, it's not therapy, it's a band. You know, he plays in a band.
Pretty soon, what was a Tuesday at 3 in the afternoon feels like a popular nightclub at 11 o'clock on a Saturday. People from their 20s to their 60s with Downs, autism, and other developmental delays are racking out.
There's a deep-rooted, primal, basic thing that we all have within us that's musical.
John Delgarn, the creator of Out of the Ashes, a name he says captures the spirit of a phoenix rising.
Whether it's needing to hear it or express it, it's in everybody.
Back in the late 1990s, John was working in a warehouse, overseeing a group of developmentally disabled adults who did basic work.
Instead of being at home, the idea was, let's get them in a thing, an environment that maybe there's some things that they could do.
Usually mundane, boring tasks like stuffing envelopes. John enjoyed spending time with these people, but he really missed playing music. So one day he decided to play his guitar at lunch. The sterile vibe of the room shifted. Fewer people were acting out. More conversations were happening. Then John took it a step further. What would happen if he invited these men and women to be participants instead of observers? He started handing out rhythm instruments.
So I got to pass out a few of them. At the time, maybe 5 tambourines, maracas. But now, you're in.
And then he brought in a microphone.
Anybody wants to get a microphone, there's this power. That's a great thing to have. There was somebody who we had for a year and a half who was brought to us, and we understood her to be nonverbal. She got the microphone, and it was, And so that's when I started to think that there might be performers here, or that this might address something a little deeper than my microphone, because this was, I didn't realize that that's really what was happening anyway.
That those voices were in there.
That's what they knew, And I'm saying that the gal I was just sharing the story about where we would think she was nonverbal, she knew she could, but this brought it out.
Today, Out of the Ashes plays at coffee shops, restaurants, churches. The members pay to play in the band, $15 for 2 hours. Band member, 33-year-old Amy Ryan, has autism, and she really likes Sheryl Crow. Can you sing me the Sheryl Crow song?
Gotta feel like hell tonight. A tear separates us and a fight. Are you strong enough to be my man?
Amy's been playing in Out of the Ashes for 7 years.
I like to feel happy and singing with people. I like John Dogern.
Amy's mom, Marguerite Ryan, chimes in.
You know, when Amy first started, she wanted to play the guitar. And I asked him, can she bring the guitar? And he said, of course. And then the next week she wanted to bring the harmonica. And I said, can she bring the harmonica? And he goes, yes. You know, and I was like so paranoid because I was just so used to wanting her to, you know, fit in and do the right thing and not push the limits. And he was like, hey, this is for them. This is for her. So that was really cool, you know.
To not have to say no.
Exactly.
You'd think that the people who are getting the most out of this are Amy, Tommy, Nathaniel, and the rest of the band. But no. John says the ripple effects go much further. When Out of the Ashes plays, say, at a coffee shop in Mount Vernon or a popular brewery in Bellingham, and neurotypical men and women get to cross paths with the band, he says something sort of healing happens.
This experience breaks down a particular thing where maybe you might have been uncomfortable at a crosswalk with somebody across the street that they're in a wheelchair and you're going to, how do I act? And there's some anxiety or whatever it might be. That's, you're out of balance. Even if your uncomfortableness is from a place of empathy or, you know, you don't need to do that. You don't know it, but they're making you better.
John, he sees the music putting everyone on a level playing field and connecting them, making it possible for members of Out of the Ashes to be seen as unique individuals, not as people to be pitied or avoided. Marguerite, Amy's mom, says because of this creative outlet for her daughter, she's a more relaxed parent to Amy.
She doesn't think twice about dancing to the music in the grocery store or whatever, and so she's had to learn to be appropriate in public situations. And so I think maybe I give her a little bit more line now to do that. If she wants to dance in the grocery store aisle, it's okay.
Sometimes Marguerite will even join Amy in these public, unpredictable expressions of joy, allowing the music to move her feet down the cereal aisle. Because as John says, music, it's in everybody. It's got to come out, and there is no reason to deny it.
That story from Sound Effects, Jennifer Wing.